Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Have you guys heard my news? I have a new sex gig. I'm not a porn star. It's better. I just launched my new premium skincare brand called Emily and Tony. These products are tried and true to help spice up your sex life, which is what I'm all about. I'm talking about massage oil candles that are one part candle, one part body oil, and check out these flavors. They come in delicious scents like creme de vanilla, cocoa, and fougere. And they're hydrating, and they leave your skin feeling super luxurious. We even have a product for the guys called Down Under Comfort that helps keep their balls smelling fresh and clean and dry all day, which is exactly what you want, right? So guys, if you take care of your balls, your partner will take care of you. So help us keep this podcast free. Use code EMILY to get 20% off your first purchase at emilyandtony.com. Trust me, you'll love them, and you're welcome.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. We can get all your sex questions answered, and you could even supply some of your own questions that you have for us, and we will answer them if they haven't been answered yet, because that's what we do. We want everyone to have better sex and better relationships, and that's what our brand is all about, because I'm a sexpert.
You love it.
I'm embracing that I'm a sexpert.
The sexpert?
I'm a sexpert. It's okay. Sex expert, sexpert. But lately, they've been calling me sexpert a lot more, so I'm just going to embrace
it.
Sexpert?
Sexpert.
It's funny, right?
It is good.
Get it? Like sex and Bert. I'm going back to school.
Good.
Done.
That has been my number one priority.
I know. I'm going
to
school next, in 2 weeks. I'm going to sex school. So everybody stay tuned to Sex With Emily, because I promise you my sex school antics are quite entertaining.
Oh,
when I went last year.
I remember last year you were pretty insane. You were getting nude in class.
Well,
you had lesbians talking about hardcore.
Bringing in their strap-ons.
Yeah, kinky sex. It was a crazy time in the Sex With
Emily.
It
was a crazy time. I know. It was a we liked it.
I can't wait till you start up again.
Me neither. I'm really excited about that. I just feel like I'm sort of out of touch. I don't know if other people have this issue, but when I know a lot of people travel for work, and I've just been traveling a bunch lately. I was in Las Vegas, and then I was in L.A., then Vegas, then L.A. again, then Michigan to see my family. And it just – every time you come back, it's like a little unsettling. Like everything's all up in the air. I got to unpack, repack. Things are kind of crazy with my work. So I've been feeling a little sad.
Oh.
But I'm feeling better now. I mean, I feel like I'm happy to be here during the show. Not sad, just like a little stressed a little.
I gave you a loving call the other
day. Menace called me last night because he knew from some email I sent out. He's like, what the hell's wrong?
What is wrong with
you? He called me the latest he's ever called me. I was like, why is Menace calling me at like 9 o'clock at night?
I was concerned.
I know. I'm better, though. I'm actually better, and I'm so happy to be here during the show. There's been so much going on because I haven't seen you. I was in like on the Doctor's TV show in Los Angeles last week. The Doctors is a show that's on channel. But oh my God, I'm
how much
so,
do you want to hook up with the host of the
I
Doctors?
I want to bone him. And let me tell you this. He is married. He got married like 5 minutes ago.
Oh.
Seriously. Like
you
in June.
You lost your opportunity.
I know, but he's really cute. I'll show you pictures. So, but no, I love being on The Doctors. It's a very popular daytime show, and they cover a bunch of topics on each show. So basically, I mean, I had a talk with the producer. I was on the show once before. Neither one of my episodes have aired yet. The first one airs October 8th.
Oh, okay.
And that one was about Kegel exercises, which I loved because I could talk about my iPhone app, Kegel Camp, which will improve your sex life. But then this one, oh my God, I was having flashbacks the next day because I recorded it on Friday, drove right to the airport and flew to Michigan for my mom's birthday to surprise her. So I'm on the plane. I'm like, did I really just do that? So here's what they had me do. They interviewed me ahead of time and they said, what do you want to talk about? We know that we want to talk about incorporate some 50 Shades of Grey, which is, you know, that best-selling mommy porn book now that everyone's talking about. We want to incorporate something about threesomes, someone who had a threesome and what to do about it. So anyway, I brainstormed with them and came with a lot of ideas. They're like, what about safe sex? I'm like, well, you know, safe sex with threesomes, you have to worry about getting sexually transmitted diseases. Even with two women, you can use a dental dam. You know what a dental dam is, right?
Yeah.
So long story short, I have an hour-long conversation with the producer, like pre-production. She calls me the day before the show and she says, you know what? We're going to go with dental dams. We'd like you to talk about dental dams on national television.
Yeah.
And we'd like you to talk about threesomes and how to protect against it with threesomes. Oh, and then the other thing was massage candles, because I told her how much I'm crazy about the Jimmy Jane massage candles. So I'm there and I'm practicing and I get the script the night before and it's like Emily takes latex glove and creates her own dental dam with scissors. So here we are in this audience and it's a pretty conservative – I mean it's a doctor's show. I mean, there's people all ages watching. I sat there in the audience. I said, well, a woman, they had a woman call in over the screen and say, I probably shouldn't even be because it hasn't aired yet, but whatevs. She calls and says, we're thinking of having a threesome. And how can I protect myself? I said, well, you know, you can always make a dental dam. I pull up a latex glove. I'm like, you can cut three fingers off of it, cut it up the middle, and then you make your own dental dam. And everyone's like, the audience is looking at me like they saw a ghost. I'm like, you know, dental dams, which you can use when you're performing oral sex on a woman to help protect from spreading diseases. And like, I just think everyone in the audience is like, what's she talking about? Like, when am I going to go down on a woman? And how is this even relevant? And it's like America. And then I had to give. So then, I mean, it just, it was like American, like, just like, I don't even, and every single person that I've asked, do you know what a dental dam is? And really, it is for safe sex. It's a real thing. Lesbians who men can use it if they don't want to get, you know, herpes or a sexually transmitted disease from women. And it's like the things that dentists actually use over your mouth, just like latex, stretchy square that you put. Anyway, the next thing was, this woman said she wants to get in some bondage, some discipline stuff, BDSM. So I said, you should try a massage candle. And I talked about the Jimmy Jane massage candle. So then I had to go on stage and help her husband massage her with the candle on stage. and like, I had to like show him how to do it. And we're rubbing. Yeah. I mean, it was just such this weird, bizarre thing. And then, but then they gave away a Jimmy Jane candle to everyone in the audience.
Sweet.
I know. It was awesome. So if anyone wants to know, these are my massage candles that I'm obsessed with. They burn cooler than most candles. It's not waxy. It turns into oil. It's amazing. Just go to my website, click on Jimmy Jane. You get a discount. You should buy them. They're great gifts for the whole family.
Hell yeah.
So that was really funny, but I was like, what am I doing? Like dental dams. Like people were like, I felt like they were like just, but it's important. It's safe sex. Anyway, that's what I did. And then I met with, what else did I do? I had a radio. Oh, I was on Playboy Radio with these two playmates. Had I already told you about this? No, I hadn't. This was, I was on, it's called like Playboy Radio with so-and-so and so-and-so. I can't remember their names now. But they were adorable and like playmates, like so cute. I mean, they weren't dressed up as bunnies at the moment, but they were Playboy playmates. She's like, I'm Miss August, 2010. And they were cute. So we had tons of callers and people calling in. Like one of them is like, wants to know how to spice up our relationship. The two women were having issues in their relationship. So anyway, it was fun. There was callers. Crazy, crazy people. They were talking about how one of the women was like, I've been my husband for her boyfriend for 4 years and she's beautiful. And she's like, I walk around and he doesn't even notice me. He doesn't think I'm hot. I dress in sexy lingerie. And she's like, I don't get any compliments. I'm like, well, you need 10 compliments a day.
Oh, God.
So you know how I feel about that.
I wish I was there.
You would have loved to have been there. I should have had you call in because I really believe she's like just the little things. I just want him to tell me that I look hot, or I just want to hear from him in the middle of the day that I'm thinking about you. So when Menace and I have a long-standing debate here about this, one of many, that I think that a lot of women and men need that kind of external affirmation, and they need it from your partner. And I say 10 times a day. You know, compliment her or do something that makes her feel good. It could just be, babe, I'm thinking about you. It could be a text. It could be like, you know, you look great this morning, honey, or thanks for the great dinner you made, or thanks for picking up my whatever it is, for getting the car washed. Little things like that make us feel good. 10 is not that many. Okay, so you know what? If everyone's fine, maybe I say 10 because I think you'll do 5. So do 5. That's what women want. Hot, sexy playgirl. Like, seriously, all of you listening would want to bang her yesterday. But she's with the guy, and they've been together 4 years, and it's just she's just kind of like, he doesn't appreciate me anymore. And she's a playmate. She's a playboy playmate. Is it that whole saying, you find a girl in the bar, find a hot woman in a bar, and I'll show you a guy who's tired of sleeping with her?
Yeah.
So sad. That's me. That's cool. Yeah, it was all cool. And then what else? Today's show, we're talking about hip movement, how to move your hips and how to move in general to have better sex. So we are going to, this show is brought to you by Sinclair Institute, and on the hip movement topic, Sinclair is educational. So we did the contest where we gave away Sinclair DVDs, which are not porn. They're educational, like on every topic under the sun. Go to Sinclair Institute. You can check it out on my website, like go to their website. And we gave away a bunch of DVDs, and literally, like, because we did a contest a few weeks ago, and everybody's been like, oh my God, I love my DVD. It's totally helped me. Like, Guide to Cunnilingus, Guide to Bondage, Guide to, you know, Better Oral, Better, you know, Fellatio, whatever. They're really good DVDs. So you check them out.
I was also in Los Angeles over the weekend.
I know. I saw. We were like two ships that passed in the night.
Yeah. We didn't get to see each other.
It was very sad.
I went to a comedy festival. Now, I got to recommend some piece of audio that you can probably find on Stitcher, which is an app you can download for your phone. It's totally free.
Okay.
I went to this comedy festival, and who shows up? Andy Dick.
Oh.
And Andy Dick admittedly had problems with substance abuse, and he has been dealing with that. So he's been kind of out of the limelight. So now he's like going underground and just getting back into the swing of things.
Uh-huh.
And he was on this podcast. It was a live taping. I was there for this podcast called The Risk.
Okay.
And Risk is just about storytelling, like real stories that you would never share with anybody.
Okay.
So he goes through this whole thing about – because he didn't really come out that he was gay, but he was always gay. When he was, young. He has 3 kids and – he starts talking about all his sexual experiences, and it was so hilarious because he was talking about how he had his first gay sexual experience with a man where the guy wasn't out of the closet, and it was just some guy in his neighborhood. So the guy, like, gave him a hand job and stuff like that.
But he was telling you all this?
Yeah, and then so he said that then he ended up leaving the area for – many years, comes back, and he's like, oh, this is the guy that first, you know, introduced me to, you know, a gay experience. So he figured the guy would probably, like, come out by then. And then he said that – so he started trying to talk to him, and the guy's like, get out of here, you effing F-word and all this stuff. But he ends up running into the guy again when no one else is around.
Right.
And the guy's like, I want you to have sex with me.
Oh, my God. Recently?
Yeah. So I want you to have sex with me. And – oh, no, it wasn't recently, but it was like a couple years after the first sexual experience. He has the funniest story. He goes, the guy wants me to penetrate him. So we go into his house, and he goes, I've never done this before. I've never penetrated a guy. And he goes, I was so scared. And the guy was laying down, and I go, hey, all right, hold on. I need to go get some lube. So he runs out. And he goes in the refrigerator and he grabs a carrot, right?
Uh-huh.
The big end of a carrot. And he lubes up the carrot because he didn't want to have sex with the guy. You know, the big top round end.
Yeah.
Lubes it up and shoves it into the guy.
And it breaks.
And the guy didn't like it. And he's like, oh, get it out, get it out. And then he said that he threw the carrot on the ground. And the guy didn't know the difference.
Oh, my God. Well, of course he wouldn't like a carrot. Yeah. That's a sad story.
It was – he had, like, some pretty funny stories.
Is he sober now?
Oh, check that out. Yeah, he's sober. And, I'm not a gay man, but I can recognize when a gentleman is a good-looking gentleman.
Right?
And he has a pretty good-looking boyfriend.
That's good.
Named Paris.
Did you interview him about all this stuff?
I interviewed him separately about other things, but this is – because they were doing live storytelling.
Right.
And – they were recording it for this show, so I was able to check it out.
Okay.
But it was pretty hilarious.
Oh, God. That's funny. What? Speaking of lube, I have to say, I've got these – we have our sponsor in the Honey Bear, the Nature Love and Lubes that you mm-hmm. were saying about. Nature Love and Lubricants. They gave me at the ILS show in Vegas the yeah. biggest bottle of lube. It's literally like two – like this tall. How many feet is that?
That's about a foot and a half.
A foot and a half of lube. I've got the biggest bottle of lube ever. But the guy I'm dating is like, that's scary. Like, it's a, he's like, that's the most lube ever. I bet you we'll get through it. Like, it's really cool. I love their lube. Nature Love and Lubricant. You got to check it out. It contains carrageenan, which has been shown in studies to prevent the spread of HPV.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then they have
the glow in the dark.
The glow in the dark. They've which glow- I'm still
who,
impressed
who doesn't
by
want
every
their penis
single time.
To glow in the dark? I've got to bring you some of it in a little container. Would you use it? You use lube.
Yeah, I want to see what it looks like glow in the
you
dark.
You want to see your penis in the dark?
Yeah.
I bet your penis in the dark would be very cute.
It would look like maybe something from Star Wars with the lightsabers.
Exactly. It'd be like a lightsaber. Off. Yeah.
Wow.
Do you want it like tomorrow? I'll bring it. Write me a note. Text me or something.
That's what it would look like.
Exactly, Venice. It'll make noises like that, too.
Yeah, cool.
That'd be awesome. Okay, we could get into a little bit of news.
What is going on? Oh, can I tell you something?
I know. There's like a million things for us to talk. I could talk to you for all day and not even get into sex. What? Go.
So, you know, I get offered to interview people all the time.
Yes.
You know who I get offered is Bombshell McGee, that chick that hooked up with Jesse James and broke up the marriage.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch, you're not famous. I don't need to be interviewing you. Just
right.
because you boned some married man and it was end up in the media.
Who offered that to
like,
you?
Like, who are you? You know, a PR company.
Oh.
Like, who is she?
Right. She just is a married
I mean,
homewrecker.
Like, who am I? But I'm just saying, who? Like, you're not famous just
who
because.
Who am
you're...
I? But who are you?
It's like. Just because you had sex with some famous guy, it doesn't make you famous. I love seeing.
Believe me, it
doesn't make you famous.
Tell you that's the truth. Sister.
And then so don't. She's like trying to ride the hype. Do you know what she's trying to do? She. This is why she was getting pitched, because she wants to try to do a boxing match against that whoever that mother was accused of killing her daughter.
Right.
And she wants to do a boxing match that she's challenging her to. I'm like,
the
dude,
woman, that's the dumbest thing. Like, that's just, painful even for me to just, hear that. My eardrums hurt.
Just go away. I'm sorry.
She wants to challenge a woman to a boxing match who's been abusive to her children.
Yeah.
That's, I don't want to hear it. I think it's dumb.
Who are you?
Who are you and who cares? Who are you?
Who am I?
I mean,
I
I'm
know.
No one, but who are you?
Yeah, I'm no one.
I mean, you especially
seriously.
Know when you're no one. Okay, speaking of nothing. Sex.com is offering to pay $5 million for the exclusive rights to both tapes of Kanye bringing the love lockdown to the mystery woman or women. The juiciest part of the saga, well, apart from the obvious parts, the lady in the video is said to be a Kim Kardashian lookalike. Okay, so this is – sorry. This is – I didn't read the headline first. How much is your sex tape worth? Kanye West is $5 million. So the anonymous holder of Kanye West's sex tape currently being shopped around the market could be in a friend for a big payday. And then I read the other part about sex.com. What do you think about the Kanye West thing? Have you seen it? There's been no leaks, right?
No. I thought there were some screenshots out there.
Yeah, there probably is. But they say the lookalike looks like Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
The lookalike, the girl looks like Kim Kardashian.
I guess
Kardashian.
He's – I don't know, Kanye. I love Kanye. I feel that I understand the way he is.
Right.
Everyone
Team
thinks,
Kanye.
No, because I read up a lot about Kanye. I've never met him, and I've never interviewed him, so I don't know. But the thing that I feel that the reason that he is the way he is no one wanted to ever give him a chance. No one ever – people signed him to a record deal because they wanted him to make music for other people.
Right.
Like, they didn't want to sign him to make him make his own album.
Right.
So – when those people left the studio, he would stay and work on his own album on his own.
Right.
So I felt when he broke out and became successful, he still can't let that go, that no one wanted to give him a chance. So
he's
so angry, and he has to, you know, prove it all the time. Like, look at me, look at me. This is how I am. And a lot of people don't understand that because they don't take the time to look at his past history and music. So that's – until I meet him and talk to him one-on-one and express that's how I feel.
Why he's manifesting.
Yeah, and see what he has to say about that, then – that's what I'm going
with. I think that's really true, though. I think that is kind of true that a lot of us hang on to so many old things from our past that just, like, wanting to be approved, wanting to be accepted whenever we feel like our worst, and then always remembering those times in our life. I know. I have.
Yeah, you just got to enjoy what you have and don't be bitter about things.
So hard.
To enjoy what you have, Emily.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of what I have, butt chugging. No. College bros easing into prostate play as butt chugging catches on.
Butt chugging?
The University of Tennessee chapter of the Pi Kappa Alpha frat has been suspended after a 20-year-old brother ended up in the hospital with severe alcohol poisoning. Give it the old college try. The boy passed out after having wine squirted up his rectum in a practice known as butt chugging. Alcohol inserted up the butt gets absorbed in the bloodstream more quickly and potently than alcohol consumed in more traditional ways like flaming shots and rum cakes. Mm-hmm. The boys whose butt chugged an unladylike amount of wine arrived at the University of Tennessee Medical Center with a blood alcohol level believed to be well over 0.4%.
Wow.
Yeah. That's just sad. How do these kids not know that's not good for you? They don't care. They're in college. They're drunk.
Well, people have been hearing about this for years
the
because
butt chugging.
Because the Jackass movie, they do it with beer.
Oh, I hate those movies. Stupid Jackass.
Oh, I love them. But the thing is, it's been around before that. People always go, oh, you know, you can get really messed up if you because it gets in your bloodstream faster, apparently.
Yeah. Anything of your butt does.
Yeah, so that's why it's so popular, but butt chugging.
Oh, I don't like it.
Like it.
You like it? You want to try it? Okay, Victoria's latest secret, she's kind of a racist. Victoria's Secret has removed a newly launched lingerie collection titled Go East from its website after one particular outfit called Sexy Little Geisha was labeled as racist by critics. The Eastern-inspired sheer mesh teddy, which comes with a matching removable Obi belt, fan, and chopstick, was described as your ticket to an exotic adventure. Victoria's Secret are yet to release a statement and have tacitly responded to the backlash by redirecting users looking for the products page along with the rest of the Go East collection, but the site's made home, whatever. Do you think that's racist, little sexy little geisha? If someone wanted to buy it, maybe you could call it something else, but just don't name it.
I guess. I mean, people are really ultra sensitive about
everything. What the hell, people? Relax.
You know, Victoria's Secret is from San Francisco. You know that?
No.
Yeah, and there's this whole thing in the Social Network movie where it explains that the founder made this whole company for his wife. But then I guess he like sold it for a little amount of money to a large corporation. And then it becomes like this multi-million dollar corporation. And the guy jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge.
Because he was so bummed that he passed it up. That's what I would do.
What?
I wouldn't jump off the Golden Gate Bridge. But I would friggin', how do you get over that stuff? Oh, yeah. I started Victoria's Secret and I made $10.
Well, no. This guy shouldn't be jumping off a bridge. He sold Victoria's Secret for $4 million. And then within a few years, it was worth $500 million.
Yeah. Okay. I would not jump off the bridge, but
I have $4 million. Okay. It's worth $500 million. I probably couldn't take it to that point. To make it a
I'm not that guy. Right.
Yeah, $500 million company. This is a giant company that buys you for $4 million that has the resources to make it a bigger company.
But why didn't you stay on with the company and keep assets?
Well, we'll
never know because he jumped off the bridge. Yeah. Never jump off the bridge. Never commit suicide. Don't do any of that. I'm not saying that. I would really do that. Okay. But it's true that those kind of things in life, don't you have those regrets about some things in life that you just, I don't regret men. I know you always ask me if I regret like guys I've dated and if I want to get back together with them, none of that, but just there's some business stuff. There's some opportunities that pass that I wonder, would that have been?
Have you paid attention to them?
If I paid attention to them, would they have gotten succeeded? You mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you ever feel that way?
No.
No, you pay attention to everything.
Yeah, I pretty much just stick to it. The only thing where I've learned over the years is not depending on other people to help reach your goals. That's the thing. And I think that's what you're going through now. Not that you don't have the people that are around you that are great, like myself. You know, amazing.
Amazing.
But you just really got to, if you want to get a goal done, it has to be all you.
I know.
You have to move forward and just do it.
It's true.
And
I think
that's something that I learned. You know, I've always wanted to get, I don't know how to make websites, and I try to depend on other people to make ideas that I want, and it just doesn't get done, and I get frustrated with that stuff. But that stuff, I just have to let go.
Did you learn how to make websites on your own now?
I'm learning as much as I can.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only thing, is it's not depending on other people.
I agree. No one's going to help you.
They can't. People have their own lives.
People have their own lives. They're not going to make your life their life.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I know. I know you really want that in your life.
That's all I want. Is that too much to ask?
I've served you well over the years. Haven't I?
Menace, you're amazing. You're the most amazingly helpful.
Oh, thank you.
I'm so grateful to you. And
oh, don't cry.
I keep
on
waiting
the radio
to get rich. No, I could cry because I've cried a lot in the last few days. I really feel like I'm always like, God, when I make it, I'm going to give Menace like a big fat check. He's going to have a heart attack.
I would die, but you know,
that's
you still
got
to reach your own
goal.
Girls. You don't have to worry about mine
but
right
I
now.
I worry about you all
I'm
the time.
I'm fine by myself.
I know, but I always want to help you. Anyway.
No.
I'm not going to cry. Okay. Camille Grammer, Kelsey Grammer, housewife, reacts to ex-husband's public marriage bashing. He has been bashing her all over
about
the place.
Her explosive diarrhea?
Did he say that?
I didn't hear that one.
Wow.
Yeah. She has irritable bowel syndrome. She's
Wow.
Well, she's cutting the cheese all the time.
No way. You read that? From him, he said that?
Everyone's been knowing that for years. Okay. But I think that he brought that up in the like recent divorce thing.
Well, there's been recent stuff that he said. This is all I'm saying. He is bashing her. They were married for like 15 years. They have two kids. And I don't care. Even especially if you're married and you have kids, you don't want to be bashing your partner. You just don't want to bash your kid's parent, mm-hmm. mother. But this is what he's been saying. He's been saying their marriage is a farce, basically. He's been saying that she responded, Kelsey and I shared a life together. We have two beautiful children. Why is he doing this? Kelsey has been extremely negative about his affair, saying, I haven't had sex in a decade. He said it would have been difficult not to have sex with this new woman that he met because he hadn't had sex in over a decade. He says that, like, when he was with Camille, he didn't have sex for a decade. Like,
wow.
Then he went on and said stuff like, it was over before it started. Like,
wow.
I knew from the day we got married that we shouldn't have been together. Like, that's mean stuff. That stuff's not going to heal. Why you got to open up your big mouth and trash your ex?
You know how much she gave him? I think she'll be okay.
Like hundreds of millions of dollars, right?
Yeah. She's good. She'll be okay.
I know, but I'm
she'll
just saying.
She'll find some hot
Latin
boyfriend like they all do on that Real Housewives.
Why do they all find hot Latin boyfriends?
Because that's what they want. They get rid of the old fogies. The old guys are all dried up, kick them to the curb, and then they get hot Latin lovers.
I want a hot Latin lover. Where do you get them?
I don't know where they import them from. But.
That's funny. Okay. So, yeah, it's true. You're right. They all turn him in. But anyway, that's just that was for me not if you watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills or you care, give a damn about Kelsey Grammer. It's just that I think when you break up with someone, no matter how ugly it is, it's just best not to talk bad about people that you've dated and that you've mm-hmm. loved. And obviously things went sour, but at one time you love this person, especially if you show children together. Don't trash them.
You're just hoping just that doesn't happen to you. That's why you're trying
to preach
it.
I've had men trash me.
What?
I've had men defriend me. Defriend me and trash me. Trying to trash me, yeah. You know,
you get trashed.
Yeah, I've gotten trashed by the guy. Yeah, they've said, like,
you're
she's selfish. Oh, she just cares about her work. Oh, whatever. But I can't. You got to move on. Okay, you want to prove your relationship. A survey reveals a surprising way. How? Ready? A surprising way to heal your relationship, improve your relationship. A new survey from Your Tango and Ford reveals road trips and car time are good for relationships. Okay, it sounds like a press release because it's by Ford. But mm-hmm. I kind of agree to this. taking a road trip with your significant other, chances are good the time together will improve your relationship. 91% of couples have taken road trips together, and 84% agree the experience has strengthened the relationship, according to a new survey of more than 1,000 people. Okay, so of course, couple time, driving time is not about sunshine and roses. There's the backseat driver complex, and they all fight about that stuff. But basically, they have fond memories of taking a road trip. Takes the relationship to the next level.
I'm the worst. I just fall asleep.
Do you? You have someone else drive?
Yeah, in the passenger seat. I'm, like, not a good person to try to have fun with in the car. I'm on my phone for like 10 minutes and then I go to sleep. That's it.
Good times. And you sleep the whole time. I do that too, actually. Mm-hmm. I can't be the driver. But I love taking road trips. I have some really fond memories of road trips with a lot of my boyfriends. Many.
Ooh.
We drive into LA, drive to across the states when we were in college and, you know, stuff like that.
Okay.
Oh, it's good. Okay. Let's move into some emails from the people. Okay. You can email us at feedback@sexwithemily.com. You can also, you know, email me right through my website, sexwithemily.com.
You got to check it out. I mean, sexwithemily.com page is on fire right now.
It's on fire. Oh, we love it. Okay. Dear Emily, I'm a new listener going through your podcast. So far, so good. I don't have a question, but I do have a comment about the head-pushing debate. Where the guy pushed the woman's head down for a blowjob? My wife pushes my head down for me to go down on her all the time and did long before we got married. How many of your female listeners do that to their mates, to their male partners and husbands? Mm-hmm. It's just not men who do that. Brian, wow. Thanks for writing. Okay, well, what I was talking about was the infamous head push that a guy, like, pushes a woman's head down because he wants oral sex. And I just think that's rude. I think that, like, we're women. We know your penis is there. We know that it's our option to go down there anytime. Don't push my head down there. But he's saying his wife pushes his head. So how many female head pushers do we have in the audience? Email us feedback@sexwithemily.com. I'd be curious to know.
Damn.
Have you had a woman push your head into her?
No.
Vagina?
Vagina. This has not happened.
Okay. Never happened to you. Okay. So I think the head push all around, not a great idea. Unless it turns you on. In that case, that's something else. Okay. Dear Emily, what can I do to get better at giving oral sex to my fiance? What are some tricks? Signed, Jason. Jason, that is a great question because I'm so glad that you want to perform even better oral sex. First of all, I would ask her what feels good to her, because every woman, I could tell you 8 different things to do right now and they might not feel good on her. So every woman is different. I would also say that you have to slow down probably anything that you're doing. I would say go 10 minutes slower. Why did my alarm just go off? 10 minutes slower. 10. Yeah, we'd go 10 times, 5 times slower than you think you should normally go when you're performing oral sex. I would say not just make it about the clitoris and about her vagina, but make it about her labia, her lips, in between her legs. Tickle her body from head to toe. Make it about arousal around her erogenous zones. Don't go right in for the kill to her clitoris, but extend the process and see what turns around. Again, ask her. You can tell a lot by a woman by what she does. You can have her pull your hair when something feels good. You could have her moan. You could have cues. But I would say that you just – exploration.
Maybe he needs a dental dam.
You know, a dental dam, he's his fiance. A dental dam is to protect against sexually transmitted diseases. I hope that you guys have been checked if you're getting married.
Can't trust them, Emily. You never know.
You never know with
those
women.
You always use it. Yeah.
So true.
It might be cheating. So get that dental dam. Where do you recommend getting a dental dam?
Well,
you didn't even say that.
Oh, I would say that you could go to goodvibes.com. Goodvibes.com. Click on it from my website, and you can see there's dental dams there. You could also go to a local sex toy shop where you live. You can also get a surgery at one of those latex gloves that you buy at the drugstore. They sell them in packs of 50. And you cut the 3 fingers off the top, the dental dam, and then you cut down the middle of the palm, and then you spread it open, and it's like a square. And basically, it's a latex square that you put over the woman when you're performing oral sex. It feels really good to put a lubricant on the side that's facing her, because it'll just feel good to lubricate. And I got to tell you, sometimes a dental dam, yes, it's used for safer oral sex, so you don't catch anything for performing oral sex on a woman, but it also feels really good being touched through latex sometimes, or through panties, or through underwear. Yes.
Yes, yes.
Is there flavored ones?
You can use a flavored condom. You could also make a dental dam out of a condom. You just cut the tip off, you cut it in half, and you roll it, and you got a dental dam there, condom. Then you could use some flavored lube, or you can use a flavored condom. How do you
Like, you know, maybe a certain flavored one.
Which, well, you know, like that Honey
fried
Love
and steak or something.
There's a bacon lube I just heard about.
A bacon lube?
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Bacon. Would you want bacon? Bacon's huge right now. Bacon's making a total comeback. Would you ever want bacon? S'mores, you know, Honey Love and Lube, Nature Love and Lube on my website. It comes in a little honey bear container. They make the most amazing scents and flavors of lubricants. They've got a s'mores lubricant. S'mores. And it tastes so good.
Okay.
I'm obsessed with s'mores. So check it out.
I'll take your word for it.
Nature Love and Lubricants. Okay. Dear Emily, I've been seeing someone for a couple months. The sex is hot and heavy, romantic and driven, but he has shared a fantasy of having me go to the bathroom on him. Chest, penis, more. Logistics aside, is this normal and or safe? My mind went straight to no, but my mouth did not deliver that to him yet because I don't want him to feel bad about opening up to me. Should I leave him if I can't fulfill this fantasy of his? Signed, Meg. So, Meg, I don't think that you should leave him if you can't fulfill the fantasy. Doesn't sound like he's given you an ultimatum. Like, has he said to you, I need to pee on you, and if you don't, you're going to leave? No. So this is a common fantasy for people, I have to say. So it's not – I know it's not the normal thing that you hear from guys you're dating. But I might suggest that you try to meet him halfway with the golden shower if you're not completely opposed to it. You could do it in the shower. Maybe that would turn him on. In the shower, a golden shower, so without having to go all the way. But if you're feeling uncomfortable with the idea altogether, you got to be honest and communicate what your fear and issues are around it. But I wouldn't feel bad. I wouldn't feel like you're ill-equipped. I wouldn't feel beat yourself up. If it doesn't turn you on at all, you never know, though. You never know until you try it.
Hey, at least it's not the other one, you know? This is the first one.
Exactly.
You feel me?
I feel. I get it.
And just do it in the shower and get over with.
Yeah, do it in the shower and just say, like, you know what? I'll do it in the shower and see how it does. I mean, listen, this is a common fantasy, honey, and I have to say that, Meg, that...
Get rubber sheets.
Don't break up with him because of this, but explore it more. Okay. Explore it more, but don't say no. Dear Emily, I need some male perspective from Menace.
Mm-hmm.
I am happily married to a great guy, and we have a good sex life. However, if I ask if he will go down on me, he will, but it doesn't happen often. It's no big deal for a woman to give a man a BJ or a handjob and expect nothing in return. However, how often will a man perform oral sex on a woman and walk away without expecting anything for themselves? Not even a kiss. After talking to my girlfriends, none of us has ever had a guy go down on us without automatically expecting a little something for himself immediately afterwards.
This is
true. Are there such men out there? So, Menace, why do you think it's a double standard? I do it because I enjoy it and makes me feel good knowing I made my husband feel good. Why does it not occur to him that I might enjoy being the receiver instead of the giver? Teresa from Austin, Texas. Good question, Teresa. I guess I'll let Menace
Austin, Texas, I love you.
Yeah.
I hate to say that's just the way it is, but that's just the way it is.
See, I don't feel that way.
And I know I hate trying to speak for men because – guys are going to be like, oh, I love going down on the vagina and I don't have to have anything else. Yes, you're going to have a bunch of people that are going to say that. But I'm going to talk for the mass majority of men, okay?
Fine. But I don't believe that you represent the mass majority, but okay,
I represent the mainstream mass majority.
Okay, go ahead.
Guys, it's just... I believe it's... They're not excited about it because they don't know what the feeling is.
What do you mean?
Do you understand?
No.
They don't know how it makes you feel. Okay? We know how fellatio feels because we were receiving it and we think it feels awesome. So
right.
That's cool. But as a man, what are in our brain, and it's not fair, we're thinking, okay, what do we get out of this? Nothing.
A lot of men get turned on.
We're being selfish.
But a lot of men get turned on by performing oral sex.
Okay, but not everyone, and not all of them. And
right.
And case Meg in point said, is the right. one that the email is being
That's
sent.
That's true. Some guys just want it in return. They're like, I'll go down on you for 5 minutes to make sure that you're going to give me a blowjob tonight.
Yeah.
And those are not the kind of guys I personally want to be with. I've been with those guys probably more so than not. I'll give you that, that mm-hmm. most men are like that. But there's a whole bunch of men who just want to please a woman and they just want to make you feel good. She's happily married, so I'm not saying that she needs to leave him. I think that
that's just how guys are.
That's how some guys are. Some guys are like, I don't get it. I'm going to do it, but I hope I get this to return because I'm actually not enjoying performing oral sex. But now she likes performing oral sex on him. So what?
If she likes doing it, more power to her.
Why
but that's
is
her.
It a double standard that women enjoy it and men don't enjoy it? Some men don't enjoy it. I mean, I think most men, again, that I'm with, they enjoy it.
That's just how the world is.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. Okay.
You know, you can't just make your partner like something that you like.
Right.
You can't do it.
It's true.
You can't force them to do it. And if you're going to try to fight him on it and it's
but
just going to
she's saying
cause
a lot of
problems.
Times she gives him oral sex and he doesn't return the favor, but she always returns it.
Okay. Then, I mean, I'm not saying stop returning the favor, but just ask for it and see what he does. If you ask... I mean, if you're going to automatically wait for a guy to do something that you know that he's not into, it's not going to happen. So if this is something that you want and he's willing to do it when you ask for it, then just ask for it.
Ask for it. Let him know that
you
need it.
And I'm sorry. Check this out, ladies.
Check this out.
I don't know. From the history of time, men are not mind readers, okay?
No, they're not. You're right.
Breaking news. I know it's on the marquee right now. Men are not mind readers. We don't know what the problem is when we ask what the problem is and you say nothing. We honestly do not know what the effing problem is.
Right, I know.
Okay? So just tell us.
Men want to fix it. Just tell them. They want to fix it. They want to make you happy.
They do.
Like if you're with a woman who's like, you know what? I'm not going to perform oral sex on you unless you at least do it to me. But
and then I go, okay, cool. Then no one's getting oral sex tonight.
Why? Why? Why wouldn't you just
give
it?
It depends. It's a special lady.
Okay.
It's a special
You
lady.
And your special ladies get oral sex. I don't understand it. Okay, Teresa, I hope that was helpful, even though Menace answered a lot of it.
I can show you a chart of vaginas. I would go down on it.
Oh, no. Poor
and you know what?
Vaginas.
Hey, you know what? And there's a bunch of penises probably women want to go down on either.
I don't know. Maybe. Okay.
So what? Look, if people don't want to do things, don't force them to do it.
Yeah, but it's a bummer the men who don't like the vagina.
Okay.
Like, all I'm saying is that those men who are not as into the vagina, like, it bums me out. Because I've been with those guys who are vagina not-likers, haters, if you will. And I just feel like it's nothing to do with me. It has to do with all vaginas.
Uh-huh.
And they don't like vaginas. Like, they just told me. They're like, I don't like oral sex.
Yeah.
So that, to me, is a deal breaker. I wouldn't be with anyone like that. But if we're talking about a guy who doesn't do this frequently, but he likes it, but he'll do it more often, if you tell him, that's fine.
Cool.
Okay, one more email, and then we're going to move into our topic for the day, which is, you know, as I told you, hip movements. How to have better sex using your hips, your hips. Do we got time for that? You feel good about that?
Yeah, it's all good.
Dear Emily, is it normal to have a strong attraction to a woman older than you? 20 years older, in fact, signed Shanti. I wouldn't say it's abnormal. I think a lot of people have attractions to people that are older than them. I think that's really actually common, and you're normal. You're fine.
I've had friends, their moms are super hot. I would totally have sex with them.
Really?
But not like...
When you were younger?
Have a relationship with them, yeah.
Right. Or now. Do they ever hit on you now?
No. This is when we're young. I'm never around my friends' mothers anymore.
Right, that's true.
But yeah, when I was young, yeah, they got some hot moms out there, man.
There are some hot moms out there. You're like, ooh, right.
Yeah, and they're definitely, like, you know, 20 years older than me.
Right, exactly. So it's common. You got nothing to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't move on and date anyone else who's not 20 years older, then we can talk about that.
Yeah.
But I think to have the attraction is totally normal.
I need to look up one of my teachers. She was smoking hot.
Really?
Once.
She's probably not anymore, honey. You should look her up on Facebook.
I should. She was asked to be in Playboy a bunch of times.
How do you know? She told you that?
Well, that was the rumor. But, I mean, she could have been. Totally,
really?
Yeah. But she wanted to be a teacher. That's boring.
Maybe she did like a spread where she was dressed up like a schoolgirl.
Yeah.
That'd be so hot.
Gotta look her up.
I had a crush on my gym teacher.
You did?
I'm still friends with him on Facebook. He's like 80 now.
Oh.
Yeah.
You want to take him to Pound
Town?
He
nicknamed me Munchkin. And that's
Munchkin.
Because I had a really high voice. Like it sounded like I was sucking on helium when I was little. And I still sound like that sometimes. I think, that I suck on helium. Okay, let's get into the topic, which is hip movement. There are many ways you can move your hips during sex. Here are some different ways you can move during sex to have the best sex possible for you and your partner. Mm-hmm. So hip movement for men. Here's one. It's called screwing. They call it screwing for a good reason, meaning circular moves. Do not act like a jackhammer while you're having sex. See, porn shows a lot of jackhammer sex. You should not learn anything that you'd like to learn about sex through porn, because they make the porn visually, they shoot it visually, so it's appealing and pleasing to a man and a woman, but they don't, the positions are not necessarily what turned you on. And again, I want to mention the Sinclair Institute. They're really different. You check out, go to my website, sexwithemily.com. Click on the Sinclair Institute. They have tons of instructional DVDs that are not porn, but you could learn a lot about how to do different positions, like sexplorations. That's a really good DVD they have. Okay. Instead of acting like a jackhammer, grind your hips to make circular motions when your penis is deep inside her to stimulate her clitoris. So if you're on top of her and you're rubbing and grinding in circles, you're going to be hitting her clitoris ever so nicely. If you're jackhammering, jackhammering, you're just hitting her clitoris.
And the problem sounds like a dinosaur.
But if you are a clitosaurus, does that sound like a new dinosaur? But if you're going around and around and around, it's going to rub her clitoris in a really delightful way. If you want to hit the pearl to really give her pleasure, then push your hips up slightly at the tightest point of the screwing motion. Mm. So you get that. You move your body up a little more till you're a little bit above the clitoris and move around. Okay. Got it, Mattis? Are you going to do that tonight? Okay. Use your PC muscles. You can use your PC muscles during sex. Everyone has a PC muscle that they squeeze when they need to go to the bathroom. It's that stop and start, stop and flow of urine, the stop and start when you like are peeing and someone walks in the room. You have to stop the flow of urine all of a sudden. When you do that, that's your PC muscle. That's how you isolate it. Or you could download my app, Kegel Camp, from the iTunes store, and it reminds you and tells you how to do it. So learn to relax your PC muscles when your hips meet with your partner's and squeeze it in when you pull away. This is for men. PC exercises will even help you last longer in bed. People think that they're for women, but they're for men too. As your hips keep the pumping rhythm going, you need to inhale as you relax, exhale as you squeeze if you want to feel a stronger orgasm. I'm teaching men how to move here.
Yeah. Do you have an instructional video that you've put together?
No.
You need to.
Would you like to make one with me?
I'll shoot it for you.
It'd be funny if we made one together, me and you, but like with our clothes on and being funny. Would you laugh at that?
Yes.
Okay. So next is the shallow thrusting. A lot of shallow thrusting gets lost on men. They don't do the shallow thrusting. I think it's important. A tip for getting stimulation for a G-spot is a shallow thrusting. The outer third of a woman's vagina is her most sensitive area. What's more, it'll also provide extra sensations to tickle your fancy, since you'll be concentrating on the most sensitive part of your penis, which is the head. So if you're shallowly thrusting, you're more likely to hit her G-spot, and it's going to feel good on your. Is your tip really sensitive, your penis tip?
The tip? No, I think more of the sides.
The sides. Yeah, interesting. Sides. A lot of men have sensitive penis tips, tips with their penis. You can also have the best of both worlds by combining shallow and deep thrusting. You know what I mean? So begin with like 9 shallow deep thrusts. Do like nine shallow thrusts and then move hips to go in deep for 1 hard thrust. Then do 8 shallow thrusts and 2 deep movements. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Then you do 7, then you do 3, then you do 6, then you do 4. 6 shallow, 4 deep, 5 shallow, 7 deep, whatever, whatever, whatever. And then you can just mix it up. It feels really good. I just think that so much of sex is like the deep, deep, deep thrusting.
Because that's what guys see.
That's what
porn.
You all learned in your stupid pornography. Now, I have no problem with porn except for that you shouldn't learn one thing about how to actually have sex from it. That's my only problem with it.
You should learn how to make love.
Learn how to make love. I've been reading 50 Shades of Grey. I'm done with it. I'm reading it again.
I keep on seeing it everywhere. I was at LAX airport on Sunday evening, and it was like a whole rack.
It takes over the whole world.
What?
What? So true. I know.
Come on, when are you going to write an erotic book?
Dude, I have an iPhone app coming out next week. I mean, come on, another iPhone app. It's crazy. When am I going to write a book? I got to write a book, I know. And I got to sell it on my website.
Mm-hmm.
It's on my list.
Tales of Sex with Emily.
Boring.
True stories.
True stories. I could just send out an email to the guys I've slept with.
Just FYI, I have a book coming out tomorrow in 24 hours about
you
our
do?
Sex life. No,
oh,
I'm just saying.
Right, right, right.
That's your email would state.
I'd be like, yeah, how was I in bed? That'd be the kind of like hilarious.
Yeah.
Like the ones who hated me would be like, you sucked. Or maybe I did suck. Maybe the ones who don't care anymore. Like,
see,
you know what?
That's an easy digital book right there. Letters from exes.
Letters from exes and how I Boom. Banged them in bed. Letters from my exes and how it all went down.
Then you just print what the hell they say.
It's hilarious. You're right. We should do that. Done. Okay. Then there is the cat position stands for coital alignment technique. It's a variation on the missionary position. She squeezes her legs together after you enter her, forcing your knees on either side of her thighs. You'll then hook your feet under hers for traction or push off the headboard. If you're really tall, you can ride high on her hips and grind to give her a great workout. This is all on our website, too, if you want to look at pictures of the cat. This is up and down and not in and out. So this is like up, down, not in and out. So you're rubbing, 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 rubbing. The coital alignment technique produces more orgasms for women than any other position. How about that? Why wouldn't you do it then? Why wouldn't you do the cat position if I'm telling you that it gives a woman more orgasms? Just go to my website and check it out.
You're a big supporter of that position. You talk about
You've
it a
heard
lot.
About it. You've heard me say it a lot. At least you listen to what I say.
SexToEmily.com. Check it out.
Check it out. Check it out.
Check out those videos from the Sinclair Institute.
Yeah.
You have one. Is that one that you went and interviewed?
Yes.
People having
that's sex? On my website.
Okay. You went and visited the institute and you just did it. This whole thing where you interviewed the people before they had sex.
I know. There's the
and
nice stuff.
It's not a porno.
It's not a porno.
It's educational.
Instructional
videos.
I've been watching them, to be honest, and I've learned a ton. And I thought I already knew everything, but Sinclair just makes these really, like, cunnilingus fellatio. Like there's always, like, I remember whenever, like, I was with a boyfriend years ago, and I learned some tip. It wasn't from a Sinclair Institute, but Sinclair is the same exact thing. I learned a tip to do during oral sex. It was like, I didn't remember what it was. I was performing oral sex in him and I did something that I just seen and I practiced on him. And he was like, holy shit, what did you just do? You just blew my mind. And I don't know if I remember what it was. But what I'm saying is, it was good. And you can learn tips to improve. Men and women can actually learn stuff that will make your sex life better. And I don't know why you just don't rent a DVD or do something to figure it out. That's what I want to know.
How's it? You just watch it online, or
yeah,
you
like
get...
I think I was reading one of my books, and it was said to like do this to a guy. So I was like, did it, and then, of course I don't remember what it was because it was years ago, and I don't know if I ever repeated it. But I was fresh off reading this book, and it was like do something with your tongue and your lips moving in some way, and I did that exact thing, and I'd been giving him performing fellatio on him for about 8 months at the time, and I blew his mind. So what I'm saying is there's all these tips and tricks and little things, and not everything would work on him, but that tip like was like, whew, loved it. Okay.
So all the info is at sexwithemily.com.
Yes.
We're not trying to plug, but if
yes,
you want
to. Yes, we are. Sexwithemily.com we're plugging.
Yeah, but it's just like we're trying to tell them how to get information. This is what the whole show is about. It's trying to help you.
Better sex. What's the problem?
And I know it sounds like we're plugging stuff all the time, but it's only for your benefit.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
This is not stuff that's going to cost you a fortune either. It's just stuff that's going to improve your sex life, and it's the stuff that I believe in. Okay. Movement, hip movement for women. Okay. Women need to pace themselves. Timing is so important. If you want a long lovemaking session, start out slow. This will help him last longer as well. So much sex starts out really fast, and I just think the slow hip movements and all that is yummy. Okay, women on top. Start moving up and down to build momentum, or you can rest your torso on his and sensuously grind him from side to side or in circles. Start slowly, rock back and forth, gyrate in small circles. This is for the women. Lift for a sensual up and down and pump hard for that special oomph. As his body tenses and he nears his orgasmic point of no return, match the increasing speed and rhythm and don't stop until you get his very last contraction. Boom.
Done.
Move it around, baby. this is all on our website, sexthummy.com. If you want to learn new ways to move your hips and move your body, I think it's really
important. And if people haven't seen sexwithemily.com yet, you have another video that you made with your interns about Kegel Camp.
Yes.
And that's a hilarious video. We talked about it a couple times before, but please, people, you have to go to sexwithemily.com and check out the Kegel Camp
video. You like that
video
too?
Yes,
yeah, we got to
really
play
well
that.
Done.
Oh, thank you. We try hard.
Yeah. And
we aim to please.
And we do a video version of this show every Tuesday at 6 p.m. West Coast, or 6:05.
Yeah.
6:05 because Emily.
Sometimes I'm late.
In the parking.
Right.
And.
6:10, but whatever.
You can check out the replays if you would like to see Emily's beautiful face.
Oh.
You can check out the replays.
And Menace's beautiful face you can see too. Everyone always wants to know what Menace. Well, if they saw you on television, I'm misadvised maybe.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't know what you look like. Maybe.
So if you want to watch the video replay, just hit up the website. Click video. There's video podcasts.
Exactly. And if you don't know about Misadvised, I guess you can't get it on demand anymore on Bravo. I heard they took it down.
They do
not
that
on purpose.
With shows.
What? They do that with shows. No, not like because they didn't like
me.
No,
they take them off and put them back on.
Put them back up. So they'll put it back up. But you can also download it on iTunes.
Yeah.
The whole episode. It was a dating show that I was on this summer.
Mm-hmm. $8?
$8. It's the best $8 you've ever
Full
did spend.
Season.
Full friggin' season.
And you can see Emily make out with a bunch of guys.
Bunch of weird guys. It's super fun. And then I watched the Emmys the other night. Did you watch the Emmys? I saw all
I was
this.
Flying.
Homeland. Do you see Homeland?
No.
Do you watch that?
No.
It won like a million awards.
Who cares? Have you watched the TV show that I've been
Newsroom?
Telling you to watch, Newsroom, on
no,
HBO?
No, I have a problem. I need to do it.
It has everything you love. I don't know why you
I wouldn't... don't know why I wouldn't watch it either. Because I have a problem and I don't make time for anything fun. And it's on my list. Okay.
When's the last time you got naked at your house?
When's the time I got naked at my house?
Yeah.
And did what?
Walked around naked in your house.
I do that in the mornings when I'm getting dressed. Does that not count? I walk around naked a lot and I've got... full-on windows to the street, and my neighbors can full-on see me naked.
But you just don't care.
I really don't care. But I guess I should care now. It was crazy when I went home to Michigan this weekend. Like, it's funny how many people were like, oh, my God, Misadvised. You were in Misadvised. I saw you Misadvised. Mm-hmm. Like, probably 10 people in one day.
Yeah.
But, like, not in San Francisco. So, anyway, I feel like I'm
telling
naked.
When you go outside.
But no one in San Francisco cares if I'm naked in my window. Like, who isn't naked in their window vacuuming and doing stuff? And sometimes I just got to be naked. Girls got to be naked.
The first time I really saw people just through their windows, it wasn't on purpose, but I was in Venice Beach, California, and it was a really hot night, and I was on a rooftop. There was a party going on, and we look over to the other side, which was an apartment building, and everybody in their house was naked.
Wow.
In this apartment. Like, you look in each and every
Were they all
apartment.
Jumping in the pool and stuff? Or
no.
Was there a hot
just,
tub?
It was
they were
so
just naked
hot.
Part. Oh.
Yeah.
Did you go join? Knock, knock, knock?
I have to be... If it's hot, man, I can't have any clothes on.
I was wondering if the reason why you are working at Stitcher now is because of the bathrooms here.
No, these bathrooms are miserable. They're in front of everybody.
Yeah, but you can close the door and be alone and get naked while you go to the bathroom.
That, in my mind, everyone... knows that I'm in the bathroom, so I only go in there for a second and I come right out.
Oh, because everyone knows that you need to take off your clothes to go to the bathroom?
Well, they don't know that, but...
I'm going to tell
just
them.
Just the time...
I'm going to be like, if Menace is ever in there for longer than 3 minutes, you should knock.
Dude, that's not going to happen.
I'm
I'll
kidding.
Go take a car back home real quick.
I know, you're crazy. I know, I think it's funny. There's one more thing I want to mention. I want to see what you think of this. There was a science-proven relationship news... And it says breakups are harder on men than on women.
What?
I know. And I was really shocked by it. So I want to see what they found. They said breakups are tougher on men than women. Thanks to a neurochemical called vasopressin, men see other men as unapproachable following a breakup, causing them to deal with the heartbreak alone. But the same chemical cues women to see other women as more approachable. So men don't have their guy friends to go to. But I don't know why that would make it easier on them. Okay. Sex makes both men and women feel attached. Under the influence of vasopressin, men form a bond with you during sex that makes them crave you. Do you ever feel that when you break up with someone that you're still craving them?
No. But I think with guys, they miss the sex, you know?
Yeah, they do. But they can get sex, right? Your brain thinks your boyfriend is your baby. This may sound nuts, but hear us out. During sex, the stimulation activates much of the same circuitry as childbirth. This explains why women tend to nurture their lovers while men tend to protect theirs.
Mm.
Love is an addiction, but sex isn't. Passion fades over time because the brain's reward system
physically changes the same way it does for a heroin addict. Its receptors for dopamine are altered, and in place of the rush, you feel more of a need. You must have your partner to avoid feeling miserable. So they're saying men go through all the things that women do. I don't know. You think that's true? Or do you think breakups? I feel like breakups are harder on women sometimes, but
I don't think initially.
I think men block it.
If guys aren't getting laid right away by somebody else, then
they're having
they're like, oh man, I screwed up.
I'll never get laid again.
Yeah.
Do you guys always have that fear still? Like, I'll never get laid again?
Yeah,
no?
Of course.
Yeah,
all the time.
Women do too. Like, oh my God, there's never going to be anyone else. I'm never going to find anyone else. But every time you think that you're never going to, if you're going through a breakup right now and you're like, I'll never live without this person and I'll never find anyone else that's going to match it, I promise you, I swear in my entire life, you absolutely will. You're going to find someone who fits the bill so much clearer, so much better, so much brighter, and you don't need to worry about it. Yeah. Because I realized after all these years of dating that every time I felt that, it all worked out. So I'm not going to worry about it.
And.
Yeah.
And never getting laid again, that's. You know.
You really worry about that?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, you never do it.
Never
going to
get laid again.
You'll totally get laid again.
You got to pursue it.
You got to pursue it. Okay. So anyway, happy day, everyone. It's, Sex with Emily. You can check out all of our podcasts. You can subscribe on my website, Sex with Emily. You get the RSS feed. You can also go to iTunes and download them all for free. We have a video podcast. I've got a book called Hot Sex, over 200 things you can try tonight, and it is totally spicing up people's love lives around the world. It's rocking people's worlds. I've got a new iPhone app coming out in a few weeks. I'll tell you about that. It's also going to spice up your sex life. And what else I have to mention? Kegel Camp, my iPhone app, which is amazing. You'll all love that.
And you have the 101 sex tips. But you
101
never, like,
sex tips. I know. I might take that one down and redo it.
Oh, okay. Bye.
That's what I'm not going to talk about. But anything else with you, Menace? You can find Menace at – are you still White Menace?
I'm just Menace on Twitter and Menace on Instagram.
That's all you want? That's all you want?
Menace on Twitter, Menace on Instagram.
Okay.
And tweet me.
Tweet them.
I like when people – I know that people are listening.
Right. We want to know that you're listening. So tweet me too. Sex with Emily and Instagram Sex with Emily and Facebook.com/Sex with Emily. Do you have a fan page too?
Facebook.com/MenaceFM.
Good for you. Email us all your questions that you have. We love hearing from you. We love answering your questions. We want to help you have better sex and relationships. That's just what we want in the world,
and
right?
Leave dirty comments on Facebook.com/sexwithemily.
You could leave a dirty comment. I might delete you.
No.
But we're doing two shows a week. One's a video show. One's a podcast show. And we just love hearing from everyone. So thanks so much.
And thank you for listening on SiriusXM 165.
Yeah, we appreciate it. It's awesome. We so appreciate you guys listening. And let us know if you like the show and what you think about it, okay? Email us. feedback@sexwithemily.com. Check out my new vibrator store at sexwithemilyovo.com to check out vibes as low as $15 from the Germany company OVO. That's O-V-O. These sleek, well-designed, and inexpensive vibes make great gifts for yourself and others. Go to sexwithemilyovo.com to get one tonight.